Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to 106.7 The Fan. Good morning, everybody. Today is November 21st, 2020, and my name is Adam Epstein, and this is AWOD Weekend Radio here on The Fan, and there is so much to discuss, so much to talk about today. You can catch the show up until 12 noon. And as always, open lines for the AWOD Weekend Radio show here. And the biggest topics are as follows. Alex Smith kind of returning to his old school self. I mean, a career high in passing yards and passing attempts. He certainly did enough in that second half to give us a chance to win last week in Detroit. And now I think it sets up a whole nother topic. It's time to start blaming the defense. This defense, with all the first-round draft picks, all the Alabama players, the Alabama wall, you got Chase Young on that side. The secondary is still an issue, and it has been for 5-10 years here in Washington, and we keep getting burnt deep. Kendall Fuller, who's been the star, the best player, probably by far the most impactful player with, what, 3 interceptions this season, maybe 4? He gets burnt twice for a deep touchdown pass from Matthew Stafford in that Detroit game. Also, the NBA draft. That took place the other night. The Wizards getting Denny from Israel. And I'm super excited about that. And the Wizards, we're going to go through the roster here and talk about the over-under. And of course, I need to discuss and get off my chest my thoughts on John Wall. I cannot believe this news broke last night, if you missed it. Incredible NBA reporter who goes by Shams tweeted out that John Wall is unhappy after the rumors of the trade to the Rockets in exchange for Russell Westbrook, and now he wants out of Washington. He said he's done playing with the Wizards. Jesus, I cannot believe that broke last night. And so it was like I was going to talk NFL. I was going to talk a lot of the Washington football team. Now I want NBA calls. If you're out there and you're a Wizards fan, I got to hear from you. What are your thoughts about this? This rocked everyone's world last night. Wizards Twitter was going crazy, and especially on what should have been a great night for Washington. A great night. I'll get to all the moves they made last night later in the show, and to discuss that in depth with me is NBC Sports Washington's Quentin Mayo at 11 a.m., and with the Washington football team, I want to talk about some of the bright spots of this season because I feel like, and I'm part of this, the media in Washington, D.C. loves to be negative. They love to be negative about this Washington football team. And of course, how can you not be when they're 2-7? But I'm going to try to find some bright spots, and one of them is Isaiah Wright. I think he's been an X factor that that we really haven't seen coming for Washington, and it's been great. I'm also going to talk about basically the NBA free agency around the league and some of the biggest signings. The Lakers right now are my pick to win it again. Why? Because they brought in Montrezl Harrell, who is an absolute stud for the LA Clippers. They get him to come to the good side of LA, and that's not only the other the move they made. They made plenty other big splashes. The EPL is back, and if you're a fan of soccer, I like to start off my show by telling you what you can watch today in sports, and the EPL is the way to start your Saturday morning. Even if you're not a soccer fan, it's just great competition. And you can start with 12:30 today, Tottenham versus Man City. It's your big matchup of the day. Fresh off the international break, Gareth Bale of Wales is back with Tottenham, ready to face Gabriel Jesus, Kevin De Bruyne, and the top team in the Premier League this year in Manchester City. I would, if you're a betting man, take the over in the goal scored of that game. I like Man City to win. In the NCAA football, we've got some big matchups here, and it starts with the Big Ten. And that's number 9 Indiana versus number 3 Ohio State. So you'd think two top 10 teams facing off, this is going to be a close one. But if you look at the line, and all the lines are provided by betql.co here with entercom.com, and it is minus 20.5. So if you think Indiana is any good, you take the points there. Ohio State, though, obviously has a high-powered offense. Number 10, Wisconsin, facing off against number 19, Northwestern at 3:30 p.m. You can watch that on ABC. Wisconsin is a 7.5-point favorite. And then at 7:30 p.m., my favorite matchup of the day is number 14, Oklahoma State, versus number 18, Oklahoma, with Oklahoma being a minus 7 favorite there in that one. I'm going to give you guys my NFL picks of the week and my NFL teasers. If you're not hip to a teaser bet, it basically takes the lines and it widens them. So if you thought that Washington at plus 3 was a good bet, well, if you tease them, you're going to have to do multiple games, but you could probably get Washington at plus 10 or plus 13. And look, I've hit my teaser bet 3 weeks in a row, so you'll want to get to hear that on my show at around 9:45. I'll give you my teaser bets. Again, I've hit 3 weeks in a row. I'm hot. I'm on fire. You can't stop this kid. And then I'll do my non-sports segment of the week, The Mandalorian's back, and that it's heating up right now. We've got a new show on Netflix I want to tell you about called Auntie Donna's. And it's directed and written by Ed Helms of The Office, and it's freaking hilarious. It's one of the best comedy shows of the last 5 years. It is really that incredible. You have to check it out. Again, it's called Auntie Donna's on Netflix. But I do have to start my show by addressing the John Wall news from last night. As reported by Shams, the Wizards and Rockets held talks revolving around Washington sending John Wall to Houston for Russell Westbrook. And John Wall took that as loyalty and trust in Washington being over, done with, kaput. And you kind of have to understand where John's coming from there, because this team has done nothing but show him support for the last 2 years while he's been injured, saying, hey, this is going to be your team when you come back. You know, we're going to make another run with Wall as an all-star. Just get healthy. They had a chance to bring him back in the bubble. Washington got sent down to Orlando as the 9 seed, needed to win almost every game to make the playoffs. Bradley Beal didn't come. John Wall was healthy. They decided to hold him out until this season. And then all of a sudden the loyalty and the trust is gone and they want to trade him. And he had a meeting with Tommy Shepard, the GM here in Washington. And the result of the meeting was that John Wall's not going to play 40 minutes anymore. Which I'm fine with coming off an injury, but I don't like the way they handled it. It was almost like they went in there with that meeting for John, and they said, look, this is Bradley's team now. Hand over the keys to the organization. And he felt disrespected by that. And I don't mind it at all, because this is on Tommy Shepard as a GM. You need to handle this. You need to handle this better on a night, literally a night that should have been a success for Washington. The ink burnt onto a 5-year, $80 million deal that's totally team-friendly. The first year at $13.8 million. People were saying he was going to get $17 or $18 million. You get him for $13 for the first year. That's a great deal. You bring in Robin Lopez, who's like a great, I wouldn't say great, but he's a good backup center in this league. He can get rebounds. He can block shots. He can play the five position as good or probably better than Jan Mahimi, and he's not making nearly as much. And they bring in Anthony Gill, who's making league minimum, and he shot 40% from three last year. So there's all these moves from Washington, and yet we don't have our point guard buying in. 1-800-636-1067. What are your thoughts now? Is I have to start the show with John Wall wanting out of Washington. I just want to start by saying how much I've enjoyed John Wall playing throughout the years. He's been a blur on the court when he's at his best. He moves too quick for even the viewer or the opponent to know what he's going to do next. And he's also tough as nails. He will go to the basket and get up there with the big dogs, take all the contact, and finish. and he made a bunch of and ones. John Wall has the total point guard mentality of making the right play to get the open man the shot. He's not selfish. He's not a ball hog. He's totally happy with driving and kicking out to the opening man. And his pick and roll offense is some of the best in the league. For years, he made Marcin Gortat look like Amari Stoudemire, like him and Steve Nash. He's aggressive. He's edgy. He's compassionate. He has the heart of a lion. And, of course, he made the biggest shot in recent Wizards history, sending us to a Game 7 in Boston. John Wall, you will go down as the top Wizards point guard of the past 40 years. Gilbert was a shooting guard. He was a scorer. Pure point guards, John Wall has been our guy in Washington for my entire lifetime. He'll be remembered as the guy dancing during the draft. His 360 layup on Christmas. And the fact that he was never willing to back down from a fight. Yes, injuries hurt him, and they hurt him in the worst way. And it's led to this breakup. But damn it, Tommy! Damn it, Tommy Shepard! I trusted you to bring the boys back for one more run. For one more run! And I had this whole conversation with Drab T-Shirt, who's the executive producer of the Junkies, in the mornings here on 106.7 The Fan. He called me immediately when the rumors came out. And he said, number one, Russell Westbrook is a better player than John Wall. Russell Westbrook is a former MVP. And he was trying to get me excited for this trade. But as a Wizards fan, and I know there's plenty of other Wizards fans out there that are going to feel like when this gets blown up, we're always going to feel like we never got that one more chance to get our guys back together. We never got that one more shot to bring the boys back together for a run. We let injuries get in the way, and we let the spotlight, hogging the spotlight, ruin the team and the success here in Washington. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I want to hear from you guys out there, Wizards fans. We just had the biggest bomb dropped on us in 6 months that John Wall wants out of Washington. What are your thoughts right now? 1-800-636-1067. I'm on until 12 noon here on 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan, DC Sports Radio. I'm Adam Epstein, at The One Sports Nerd. You can tweet me your thoughts on the Washington Wizards right now, as it feels like every single week when I have a show, there's a bomb that gets dropped here in Washington, D.C., of sports news and information. And I want to talk to Wizards fans out there, because this rocked my world. I did not see it coming. I thought maybe that the trade for Russell Westbrook would happen the other night when there was the rumor, but I never thought John Wall would come out and say, I don't want to be in Washington anymore. After all that we've done for him. After all the Wiz fans out there have stood on the table for 2 years and defended this man, saying he's better than Damian Lillard. I would say that stuff. What kind of Kool-Aid was I drinking? And now Wall doesn't want to be here? He doesn't want to be in Washington? It's upsetting. And it's ruined my weekend. And if you're a Wizards fan out there, I want to hear what your thoughts are. Maybe you think Wall's just not good enough. Maybe you think Wall is over the hill and we've seen the best of him. Or maybe you think Wall's going to put on a Rockets jersey and be an all-star again and lead the Rockets to the playoffs. What are your thoughts on this? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Marshall in Springfield. Marshall, you're on The Fan.
Yo, yo, good morning. What's going on?
What's up, Marshall? How you doing? Happy Saturday.
I'm doing all right. Happy Saturday. What's this about Washington Wizards being at fault? Did I really hear what I think I heard? Now, John Wall, who can't still at this moment can't shoot the rock from 15 foot out, has had a litany of a path of destruction that he has left with other players that have played with his team. I would argue he's a kind of a team cancer, and I hate to be this way, but if you start counting how many people that he's fought with on our team, it's kind of crazy. We've got Gortat, we've got Oubre, we've got Jeff Green, we've got Nene, we've got, of course, Bradley Beal. I mean, he doesn't really get along in any team he goes to. Any team he goes to is going to have to basically base the offense around him because he holds the ball for so long. So I honestly feel like, you know, if he wants to leave after what we've put up with, then I'm good with that, because he had to buy his team Rolexes, just to, and let's not forget what J.J. Barea had said about him. Do you remember that, Adam?
Yeah. Yeah. So here's my question to you, okay? And look, you're a Wizards fan, all right? I can tell by the energy and the passion, this is something you care about. But I think it's pretty obvious. If Washington is going to be a team that makes any kind of a playoff run, they need both Wall and Beal to be successful. You can't split them up.
Okay, so two things I want to hit on. When Beal was without Wall, his points per game skyrocketed.
Right.
Skyrocketed.
But the team didn't win enough as a whole.
Fair. And then my last thing is, and I do want to get to the playoffs, and with John Wall, we are definitely more prone to get to the playoffs. I just feel like he limits the ceiling a little bit. But the last thing I wanted to leave you with is that, yeah, he gets the wings paid. He got Jared Dudley paid. He got Trevor Ariza paid. But let's not forget what he does to backup point guard's career, because I don't recall any backup point guard, growing while John Wall was the starter. So
right.
Thanks, Adam, man.
Yeah,
all
yeah. Right. I appreciate the call, man. Good energy, good stuff. 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. What are your thoughts on John Wall wanting out of Washington? Let's go to Gus in Alexandria. Gus, you're on the fan.
Hey, Adam. You know what? I understand the frustration with Wall's attitude and his response to this. If anything, Beal should step up, take him aside and say, hey, man, they're talking about trade rumors for me, too. And I've signed to be here for this whole long run. You need to just buck up and play, and we can be that best backcourt that you kept saying for all these years. We're now 30.
Yeah.
We're no longer the young best backcourt anymore. If anything, this sucks because I would have won Haliburton in the draft instead of Avdija. Because now we don't know if we'll have a point guard, and Haliburton would have been, the step in at that point.
Yeah, Gus, I want to piggyback on your point there. If these guys were really that close, like they've been saying year after year, I mean, I watched All the Smoke, which is an incredible podcast with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson, and they had Bradley Beal on, and he kept saying, no, John and I are brothers. Well, if you guys are really that close, call him up and tell him he's tripping right now. You guys need to play together if you want to have a chance to make a playoff run. The East is still wide open. I don't think anybody thought Miami was going to make it to the NBA Finals with how young that team is. If they're really that close, like you said, get on the phone with him and tell him, look, I accepted a deal to stay here in Washington. You need to do the same.
Yeah, I mean, if we can somehow get Westbrook still for Wall, I'd do that 100% because Beal's a winner, Westbrook's a winner. Wall, never a winner. Even when he had the best talent around him in Kentucky, did not win.
Yeah.
So, I have to deal with Wall because of his contract. We're not going to get rid of him, and we'll just have to see how it goes. But if we can get rid of him for something of value, then get rid of him.
Well, let me ask you about Russell Westbrook. How do you think he fits in with the pieces we have here in Washington?
I mean, Westbrook doesn't fit in with any pieces anywhere necessarily. He's like a unicorn.
Yeah.
I mean, especially now that he's older. So he's going to be reckless. He's going to turn the ball over. He's going to take too many shots. But he rebounds. He gets assists. And that's important since we signed Bertans, because Bertans doesn't get rebounds, and he's 6'11". He's just going to be in the perimeter all day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Westbrook at least is going to fight every time. He's not going to be a little punk about it. I mean, in a good way, he's a good punk, but he's not going to cry about it. He has the focus of a winner. He's gonna slap the floor when he gets on defense,
Yeah, yeah, totally. And I think he brings a totally different animal than John Wall. I mean, energy wise, they're the same type of player, but offensively, they're two completely different type of guys. The way Russell Westbrook will play above the rim, and also Russell Westbrook is really good at pull ups, whereas John Wall kind of struggles from that mid range area. So I'd be interested. I'd be intrigued. I just think something has to happen now. I mean, especially with John Wall coming out and saying he doesn't want to be in Washington anymore, man. So I really appreciate your the call, Gus. Enjoy your weekend, man.
You too. You're the best thing since WWE Superstars in the morning for me.
Awesome, man. Appreciate it. I thought he was going to say you're the best thing since sliced bread, right? You're the best thing since they invented margarine. That's what they should really say. All right, I'm Adam Epstein here on 106.7 The Fan. We're just getting started. I've got more to talk about here with the Washington Wizards. I am blaming this on Tommy Shepard. He deserves some blame. I've been hyping him up. I called him the Wizard of Oz. Because he was replacing the terrible Ernie Grunfeld. Ugh. He was the Wicked Witch. here in Washington, screwing everything up, making terrible trades. I still can't believe he traded Kelly Oubre for Trevor Ariza and then dropped him like the next day. Just making mistake after mistake after mistake. Tommy Shepard came in here, and I loved the acquisition of Mo Wagner. I loved all the stuff that he was doing last year, but you got to keep your guys happy. Tommy Shepard, you deserve some blame. I'll get to that next here on 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. It is November 21st, and I am Adam Epstein. And wow, how much can change in a week. I want to read you guys something via Chase Hughes, who covers the Washington Wizards for NBC Sports Washington. This is from November 17th. Yes, November 17th, 4 days ago. Washington Wizards fans, listen to this. 4 freaking days ago. Wizards GM Tommy Shepard expects both John Wall and Bradley Beal to help recruit free agents to Washington this offseason, via Chase Hughes. Expecting them to recruit free agents to Washington this offseason. And now just four days later, we're talking about the breakup between Bradley Beal and John Wall. And now here's a quote from David Aldridge, who covers the Washington Wizards for The Athletic. He says, quote, "It's clear to anyone paying attention that your two star players, who will deny it when asked and call me crazy and uninformed and talk about how much love they have for each other and they're like brothers, don't want to play with each other anymore." How's that for a Saturday morning? I mean, we've got a huge football game tomorrow for the Washington football team, and I'm going to get to it later in the show. They have a chance for a 2-game win streak to completely rewrite their season. And yet, I'm talking basketball. We're a month away from the season. It starts in a month and 1 day, December 22nd. And now the point guard, who's coming back from a devastating injury after being gone for 2 years, says he doesn't want to play here anymore. How does that make you feel? Makes me feel like there's a hole in my stomach. It hurts me deep down, John. Like I said, I've been defending you in front of everyone. All my fans. Nobody's a Wizards fan. Everyone likes the Lakers. They like LeBron. Before that, they liked the Heat. And then before that, they liked the Cavs. And I'm over here defending my Wizards teams. And my point guard, who I've been calling my point god, doesn't want to be here anymore. It has me pissed off. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, well, I must be the only Wizards fan out here. I like to torture myself. I'm with you on this. There's only one way that this could be saved, and contrary to what everybody's saying.
Mark, I want to interrupt you and say, usually you got a lot more energy, so this must be hurting you deep down.
It is, because this is John Wall, and to be bluntly honest with you, John Wall has become, look, to me, people said the Mount Rushmore for the Wizards, which isn't really, should be only two players. It really should be Gilbert Arenas and Wes Unseld. John Wall hasn't gotten there yet. Gilbert Arenas, the gun things have kind of hurt him. John Wall is Russell Westbrook, only bigger. But he's an unselfish Russell Westbrook. He is a typified point guard who likes to get people involved. The only way I think this can be solved, there's only one saving grace here. Ted has to talk to John, and he has to move Tommy out. He has to sit down. Ted and John go back 10 years. This is his first pick.
Yeah.
This is Ted's first pick. He has to sit down and talk to him, because if he does not sit down and talk to him and calm everything down, that's the only way. Because I honestly think this team with Wall and Beal and Bertans, this is a team that I think can really, really get to the playoffs and be very, very high.
I agree.
They could do some things. But Tommy Shepard has screwed it up, though.
Yeah.
Tommy Shepard totally screwed it up. And he screwed it up when he came out and said, "We're building the real Beal. We're doing this. Okay, what about Wall?" Wall started this whole thing.
Right. Why can't you build around two guys?
That's my point. And that's why I think the only person that could save this is Ted. Ted is the only person that could really talk John from the ledge. Let Ted talk to John, and Tommy Shepard just shut the hell up and go one corner somewhere, seriously.
Yeah.
Because he's totally botched this up. And I think the way they've – this is what kind of irks me about the teams in this area.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stop using the Washington Post as a foreplay of what you want to do. I'm reading where people are saying, well, they want to give Ish Smith and Cassius Winston more time and less for John Wall because he's coming back from injury. Here's one thing that's working in working in the Wizards fans' favor, which is so few of us. No one is going to want to trade for John Wall until they see him on the floor anyway. So this isn't going to go anywhere. I think this won't happen at least until the trade deadline, probably in March. So he could talk about it until he's blue in the face. It's not going to happen. And excuse me, I think Russell Westbrook is a great player, but I would take John Wall over Westbrook every day and eight times on Sunday.
Well, especially with the experience that he has with Brad Beal. I'm totally with you. The fact that these guys together, the Wizards are irrelevant with one of them, with just one. Right. Even when Bradley Beal is scoring 30 points a game, they're not making the playoffs.
And Tommy Shepard, honestly, I hate to say it, it was stupid for him to come out and say that.
Right.
It was stupid. If you think about the last 17 years, as far as a point guard has been concerned, we in this area have been blessed, and we have to be. We had Gilbert Arenas, who, in my personal opinion, if Gilbert Arenas was playing in the past decade, Gilbert Arenas would outshine Dame and the Dubs, Curry and stuff like that.
But yeah.
Gilbert was the one who initially started all this stuff.
Yeah.
And he was a better scorer than John. Now, John, I think, is a better defender than Gilbert. He's not as good as a scorer, and he can't shoot a three. The problem that John has is no one's going to want to see him until he comes back from this injury. That's working into our favor. So this is where I think Ted has to tell Tommy, shut the hell up. Let me talk to John, since you just screwed it up.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to John, talk him from this ledge, because he's the only one that can. The only person I think John will listen to is Ted Leonsis. That's the only person.
That's a good point.
I don't
want
to see John go.
Yeah.
I'm sick of, look, I've been a Wizards, I'm 50 years old. And let me say this as a Wizards fan, because I don't think we get enough credit in this town. This team has not won 50 games since 1979. 1979. Let me say that again. 1979. Okay, this team has not won 50 games. And no one talks about this team in this town. Thank God you are. But I want to see this team at least win 50. If they win 50 games, I think we should start parading this town.
Yeah.
Honestly, this will be much bigger than what I don't know what the football team is doing right now, but I think it's much bigger than what this team, than anything else is going on, because we've seen the Nats win a championship. We've seen the Cavs win a championship. This is our only hope, really, because I don't know what they're doing in Ashburn. I really don't. And I just think that,
Mark, I'm right with you on the frustration, man. I really appreciate the call. Good stuff, dude. The thing is, it's so upsetting when you bring back Bertans. You thought that was the hard part this offseason, was to re-sign the Euro that everyone around the league is talking about his three-point capabilities. Tommy Shepard, you deserve some blame for what's going on in Wiztown right now. You should have come out in these interviews with a strong statement about how much John Wall means to this team. And instead, you just confirmed the Wall for Westbrook rumors. You pretty clearly said that the team is building around Bradley Beal. And it's a shot to the heart of Wizards point guard John Wall. If Tommy Shepard was just a good GM, he would have talked with Wall personally. He would have come out and he would have said nothing publicly until after a trade was made. Now the rumors are out there. Wall is demanding out of Washington. And we are 10 days away from training camp with our star guard wanting a trade. Wiz Nation, Wiz fans out there, we've been waiting 2 years for John Wall to return. And now you're going to tell me we're going to see him come back in a different jersey? Really? Damn it! Really? And the thing is, all Bradley Beal and John Wall have done this offseason is talk about how much they want to play each other again. They just want to play with their boys again. And now we hear these trade rumors. Of course they're going to feel some type of way. John loves D.C. It's all he talks about, how much he loves D.C. He loves Rose Bar. He loves going out in the nightlife. He loves his friends here, his family here. He wants to play here. But now he feels like the loyalty is gone. What are your thoughts? I'm Adam Epstein, at the One Sports Nerd on Twitter. My guy Taj chimes in here. He thinks that Wall is an excellent veteran and that he's not the reason that we've struggled with backups. Angelito is tweeting me. He likes the morning show. We've got Joe, George, Ben, and Jason tweeting that they're listening as well. I want to hear from more from you guys out there, Washington Wizards fans, the Wiz town out there. Hey, look, this is a Washington football town. The NFL runs this town. But when you're hearing the news that your star point guard is about to get traded, that's what you want to talk about. That's what I'm here for today. 1-800-636-1067. Because, man, I wanted to talk about draft night. I wanted to talk about signing Bertans. I had so much excitement for this team. And then we get the bomb dropped on us last night that John Wall wants out. What are your thoughts? Let's continue this more next here on 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan on a Saturday morning here. I'm Adam Epstein. Welcome to AWOD Weekend Radio. I'm at The One Sports Nerd on Twitter. Tweet me your thoughts. You can use the hashtag AWOD Army. And Coach Joe tweets, I wanted to read this here. He tweets, John Wall, bro, please, my bro, don't go out like this, man. And that's exactly how I'm feeling. A lot of Washington fans out there agree as well. Justin tweets that it sucks, man. He's been waiting too damn long for it to end like this. I totally agree with you, man. Tweet me your thoughts again. I'm at The One Sports Nerd, T-H-E, number one, Sports Nerd. And let's go right back to the phone lines here. We got Taj in Temple Hills. Taj, what's going on, dude?
What's going on, brother?
What are your thoughts, man? It's a tough day here for Wizards fans.
First and foremost, man, great show.
Thank you.
This whole Tommy Shepard thing and John Wall thing is a total fiasco, a disaster, whatever phrase you want to use. Since when has it been cool to take a game plan from the Ashburn, Washington Redskins or football team's game book?
Right.
This whole thing about bashing players in the public and then everybody expects them to be professional or not take it personal after you put the information out there. To be honest with you, I don't blame John Wall for wanting to go.
Yeah.
And the fact that fans now are calling him a loser and all this other stuff, it shows me that they don't know crap about basketball. I love Bradley Beal. I love the numbers that he puts up. But let's be honest. What has the team won since John Wall been out these past 2 years?
Nothing.
And as a matter of fact, the team made its furthest playoff run with John Wall. And one of your previous callers was talking about how he didn't help develop a backup point guard. That's the most laughable thing in the world. That tells me that guy was an NBA 2K player or fantasy player. Doesn't know crap about basketball. First and foremost, that's not his job to develop backup point guards. As a matter of fact, it's because the backup point guard play was so bad that this man had to play tons of minutes and put his body on the line. But back to Tommy Shepard, the whole way he handled this whole situation was a flop. I see why now he was passed up for GM jobs, because part of being a GM is handling the public and putting out information. If we want to trade for Westbrook, which I don't like that trade, so be it. Just handle it in a professional manner. But then you're going to come out on radio stations and go out the way and say this is Bradley's team after Wall basically put this franchise on its back when nobody wanted to come play. As a matter of fact, I never heard John Wall say he didn't want to play for the Wizards. If we keep it in 100, Bradley Beal, out of both of them, was the ones that was always putting it out there that he wanted to go, that
right.
He wanted to leave.
Well, here's the most frustrating thing, Taj, is that it's so obvious, it slaps you right in the face. For this team to make a playoff run, you need both of them at the top of their game.
Basically. So when did this whole thing, the whole blueprint for any franchise has always said you need two players, two superstars, maybe even three. So when did we ever think it was cool just to put it all on Bradley Beal, who I love? But at the same time, the way the team is currently constructed, if they don't have John Wall or a solid point guard that's on his level that can distribute a ball, we don't need a point guard that's going to jack up 30 shots and go 2-for-30 to get 35 points. We need a point guard that can distribute to these shooters. In order for that team to be that way and make a good run, you need that point guard in John Wall. And like the previous caller said, if you wanted to trade him, let's be honest, no good GM is going to trade for John Wall until they see him play anyway.
I just don't understand how these two can like and I get it, a lot of it's on Tommy Shepard, but John Wall, like, dude, How are you not noticing the trend around the league that for you to have any chance to compete for a title, you need two, if not three, superstars? Like who does he think he's going to team up with? He just thinks he's going to go off and be in another team and be a star right away?
Look, John Wall is not without fault, but I like his makeup. John Wall has always been what we call that dog. Yeah. He's been that guy on the court that if you put on the court, you know you got a good chance to win because he's going to go all out. That's part of the reason why he's in the situation he's in now for tearing up his knees and ankles, playing hurt. But at the same time, his mentality is, and which I understand, put me on any team, I'm going to show you how much of a alpha dog that I am.
Yeah.
That's his mindset. Most NBA players got that. But I'm just mad at the Wizards fans who everybody's falling into this bait that Tommy Shepard put out there. Now, all of a sudden, everybody got a problem with these quote-unquote gang signs.
Right.
The dude, and I'm not condoning it, but the dude's been doing that
since day one.
2000, right, since day one. And no matter of fact, I've seen kids from suburban areas in this town throwing up the gang signs too, imitating him. Now,
well, the thing with John is that he's done so much for this community. He's been a public figure. He's been a positive voice in Washington, D.C. Every single thing he's done has been positive. And you're right. I can't stand the Wizards fans that are turning against him. It's driving me crazy. But we're in this predicament here. How do you think this turns out? We're 10 days away from training camp, Taj. It's the floor is yours, man. Where do things go?
He's going to have to play. But the thing about it is now you're going to have a pouting John Wall.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I don't like about John Wall, because he fell in that whole thing with Marchand and Tot when he started pouting and it affected his play. He's one of those moody type players. So now you're going to have John Wall that's coming off an injury, and instead of having that energy of showing something to prove, now he's pouting. Now he's going to be on the court not wanting to be here. But that's the only way it's going to play out. Because unless it's Houston doing a trade with Westbrook or Harden for John Wall, which I don't see them doing unless we give a whole bunch of first-round picks, nobody's going to trade for him until they see him play for the first month or two of the season.
Yeah.
And I agree with the previous caller. John Wall's going to have to play the first month or two of the season, and Ted is going to have to intervene. Because John Wall, knowing him from the limited, basis, he's not going to talk to Tommy Shepard. He's not. So now Ted's going to have to intervene. That's the only way it's going to play out, in a positive way. But realistically, they're going to see John Wall play. He's probably going to put up numbers. Some team going to offer trade. And because Tommy is kind of in a rush to put his blueprint or stamp on his team, he's going to trade John Wall. And the typical Wizards fans, like we do, the same way we chase Chris Webber out of town, the same way we chase Rip Hamilton and Ben Wallace and all these players out of town, and then when they go to other teams and start producing, watch what I say. A year or two from now, they're going to be calling your show 90% of, we should have never traded Wall. I was never for that. It always happens.
Yeah.
The way this franchise, we imitate more the Redskins than we do the Nationals.
Yeah.
Or whatever the football team's name is.
You're right, man. Great call, man. Great stuff, man. I can see it happening where Wall gets traded, and then Beal gets traded in February, and we're completely starting over. I can see it happen. Let's keep it going here. Let's go to James in Riverdale. James, you're on the fan.
Adam, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man? Happy Saturday. Hope you're having a good weekend.
Yeah, man. Happy Saturday. A great start. Me and the wife are on our way to IKEA.
No.
That was all sarcasm in the world while she stares at me.
So what are your thoughts, man? What do you think about this John Wall news that he wants out of Washington?
Hey,
James, you're breaking up here. Start over again.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, so I hate that I have to keep revisiting this in a debate with everyone, but I know David Aldridge is a legit guy to quote, but I hate that we keep on saying that John and Brad don't want to play with each other. All right, I think that I'm a pretty good judge of character. I can see their dynamic on camera. I can see their dynamic on court. I mean, what do you think? Do you really think that they don't want to play with each other? Because that's not what I see.
No, I mean, I see that they want to play with each other, but I do just see the whole alpha dog mentality. They both want to be the star. And a lot of it comes down to who's going to take the last shot at the game. And you'd think that John Wall, getting paid more, he's your superstar point guard, he would take the last shot. But Bradley Beal is obviously the better shooter. So I think that's where the arguing starts between them. It's with 5 seconds left. They don't know who should have the ball.
I don't know. I think that, and let me say this. This is funny because we had that conversation about 2 weeks ago. Where we were talking about immaturity level with Dwayne Haskins.
Right.
But we're talking about what, a 29-year-old John Wall. I personally see him on the court as a not a selfish player. Somebody that if the play is drawn up, he'll get it to Brad. But what we're seeing right now, obviously with the trade demand, is you can see that he has a slight ego. He was slighted and he doesn't like it, and now he feels like he needs to make a power move and demand this trade. But I just don't see it. I mean, I see John as a facilitator, and I can see him being able to give that the ball up in the closing seconds when we know that Brad is a shooter. But in terms of them not liking each other, I hate it. I hate that we keep on rehashing this conversation. It's not true. John and Brad are like brothers, and you can see it. You can see the dynamic. You can see it. I mean, you go back to the NBC Sports Washington interview, their sit down together, kind of right after those rumors came out, and you can see that they really like each other, and they got that dynamic together.
Yeah, and when one of them had a tragedy in the family, I forget if it was John Wall's mom passing away. I think yeah. Bradley Beal like drove to North Carolina to see him. So there is a brotherhood there. But I do think the arguing starts with the final shot, and I do agree with you that Wall wants to get his team into the best position to win. But when there's 5 seconds on the clock, I totally believe that he has all the confidence in the world that he can make the shot, and I just don't agree with him. I think Bradley Beal is a much better shooter, and I think that's where they argue. But look, the Wizards need both of them to be good, and that's why it's so frustrating here as Wizards fans. We're 10 days away. James, last thoughts here. How do you see this turning out?
So I here's my thing. When he demanded the trade, I feel like if there was any kind of negotiation with Houston, they just got all the leverage. Like, they're going to sit here. They're not giving up anything. Like, I know the rumors were that the trades were kind of in standstill because Houston wanted more. Well, they got all the leverage right now to demand more. And I can't comment on what Tommy's approaches here and what he thinks about all this, but I don't think he's gonna have his hand forced here to make a trade that he didn't think was a good idea. And on top of that, I think that it was gonna be around that ninth pick anyway. So now that we're after the draft, I don't think that those talks are there anymore. So I do think John's gonna have to return. The caller right before break, I think he was spot on.
Ted Leonsis
step in.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to have to step in, and he's going to have to kind of, you know, amend the situation, and Tommy's going to have to bite his tongue and just stand back. It's going to be Dad stepping in and kind of mending the relationship.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, James. Appreciate the call. The owner needs to step in now and save the day. Ted Leonsis, I'm Adam Epstein, and I'm talking to you here on 106.7 The Fan. All right, it's about to be 10 o'clock here. I want to continue this Wizards conversation. We got a few more callers on the line. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.